But look what Paul said. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all. So he says this openly, publicly, loudly to everyone. If thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Now let me ask you this. Did Paul and Peter, two of the greatest apostles of the New Testament, one of them that focused on reaching the circumcision, you know, one that focused on reaching the uncircumcision, but two of the greatest apostles, did either one of them live like a Jew?
No.
No, you don't get it, folks. Jesus and all the, Yeshua and all of his apostles, they all lived a Jewish culture and a Jewish Torah observing. And if you're going to be a good Christian today, you have to follow Jewish customs and live like a Jew. Did Paul live like a Jew?
No, sir.
Did Peter live like a Jew? Did Barnabas live like a Jew? So why are we as Gentiles today being compelled to live as do the Jews? When even Peter, who was a Jew, didn't even want to live like the Jews. And even Paul, who was a Jew, did not live like the Jews. You know why? Because they're in the New Testament. That's why they're not living like the Jews. And they knew that. And they believed that. And the only reason that they did this right here was because of peer pressure. And because of fitting in with the crowd. Because Peter and Paul knew that the truth of the gospel preached that we're not in the Old Testament. We don't live like Jews. We don't follow the customs of the Jews. We don't go by the meats and drinks and divers washings of the Jews. We don't keep the holidays of the Jews. Look, it's not a part of the New Testament doctrine. Paul knew it. Peter knew it. And they even were. Because some people will say this, well, Pastor Anderson, because you are Scandinavian and English, and you know, I'm kind of a mix of English and Scandinavian. Those are, you know, a little bit of Irish mixed in. But that's that, you know, I don't know how I ended up in this dry, burning, scorching desert, because all of my ancestors were these seafaring northern, you know, Scandinavians and English, and you know, but whatever, you know, I'm in the middle of a dry desert. But anyway, they'll say, well, that's fine and dandy for you to not observe the Torah. But those that are Jews, you know, they have to observe it. Well, hold on a second. Didn't the Bible tell us to avoid genealogies? So tell me, how in the world do you even know who a Jew is 2,000 years later? You know, just because somebody says they're a Jew, does that really make them a Jew? No. We don't really know without a genealogy, and we're told to avoid genealogies. And the Bible says, in Christ there's neither Jew nor Gentile. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. So there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. And in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. And even in the Old Testament, he said there's one law for the stranger as well as him that's born in the land. One law for you both, okay? So to sit there and say it's different, no, this shows that even Peter and Paul, who were blood, you know, they were blood-born Jews. Hey, they're not living as do the Jews, except when they're trying to put on a show in front of James. Everybody getting this? So why are we supposed to put on that hat? Why are we supposed to dress, talk, and say shalom and say Yeshua? It's a false doctrine, my friend. It's not biblical.